There's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to The Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by the Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, CEO and founder, and I am honoured to bring you the stories of those who create change through paying it forward and giving back. Ethical business owners and holistic healers who are determined to create collective change in the world. Once we have a change in consciousness and through collective change, we can become one. My next guest reached out to me online to be a guest, and at first I have to admit I wasn't quite sure how she met the ethical evolution criteria. The more we got talking, it was clear to see she was a perfect fit and that we were divinely aligned. Catherine Rochelau is the founder and CEO of Ignite Leadership International, based in Vancouver, Canada. If corporate teams are orchestras trying to make music, Catherine Rochelau is the band leader helping them hit all the right notes. As a leadership expert experienced in working with corporations, governments, the public sector and nonprofits, Catherine specialises in assisting small to medium-sized companies create meaningful workplaces where people and business thrive. To capture it in a nutshell, Catherine coaches how to do business for good and with impact and profit. Whether it be paying it forward as part of your business model or including it in the way you do business. This is true collective change. Welcome, Catherine, to The Ethical Evolution.
Thank you, Bindi. It's great to be here.
Now, you're coming to us all the way from Canada. And
yes, Vancouver,
Canada. Now, can you tell us about your background and what you do?
Sure. Well, I've been an entrepreneur for over two decades. I have two businesses at the moment, and I had a previous business before that. But you know what? I started my career actually in the food service and healthcare industries. And so it was just one area I wanted to help people, but I also was, you know, focused more on the business side of things within the healthcare field for a long time. But I realized that my passion was spending, you know, was in more in business. It was helping people to grow business. And so when I started my consultancy, it really was an opportunity for me to combine the two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sort of started that, you know, jumping into entrepreneurship at a point when, you know, a lot of people thought I was nuts. They, you know, I was giving up a full-time job as a director and with all the security that came with it and the money. But I literally jumped in with 2 feet. It was like jumping off a diving board and I was either going to sink or swim.
Yeah.
And I swam. And I've never looked back. And in fact, you know, even after having 2 years off because of an incident that I was in, I had to walk away from my business. I've been restarting since returning. And, you know, even though it seems harder the second time around, it has been this overwhelming desire to keep going as an entrepreneur and to know that I can change the world. I can change how other businesses do. It allows me to kind of coach, consult, teach, train, and have that flexibility all at the same time. So for me, it's a real, you know, love. And now I'm doing online courses. So it's giving me sort of a new way of connecting with people as well.
Yeah. Now, when you and I connected online, we were just talking offline about, what it is you do. And even in the beginning, I was kind of like, I wasn't quite understanding what it is you do. I'm like, oh, you're just another coach. You're just another coach. But you're not another coach. You're actually, and to simplify it for you, you really are an ethical business coach.
Yes.
Effectively.
Yes. Absolutely. Very purpose-driven, very mission-focused. I want you know, I go between coaching and consulting. So it's really that combination. Mm. I don't just ask questions and hope you come up with an answer. Yeah. I will step in. I work with people hand in hand. I'm as dedicated to your success as you are when I work with my clients.
Mm. So, and I think that's a really great differentiator for you in that you're actually helping people do business for good.
Yes. Mm. And that is the number one for me. I'm very selective. If I work with clients, I want to know that that is part of it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I've had some clients where I just had this feeling that they would go down that path, but they didn't know anything about it. And what I would do is I would start working with them and then I would start introducing this. And what I found was it created this desire to move along that path. So I've had a few converts along the way.
Yeah. And that's where we really align is here at Ethical Change Agency. We do a similar thing where we invite businesses that fit that same mold to work with us and also, you know, help them have a look at their business and see if they could do things in a more ethical way or pay it forward in some way to help others. So, yeah, that's where we really align.
Yes, and I agree. I love what you're doing and the more I've learned, the more I like it. So
thank
congratulations.
You. Now, what is your mission? What's your aim with what you're doing?
Well, I have a mission that I want to change the world through business by changing the rules of business.
Mm.
And so what I mean by that is that the traditional business model of being shareholder focused, profit driven as the sole reason for being is no longer effective. And,
yeah.
and I've seen way too many, you know, businesses use and abuse their people, use and abuse their communities, use and abuse the environment, and then throw it all away for their own good. And I believe that becoming a certified B Corp or becoming a benefit corporation, which is an impact business model, is the new future for business. And so that's changing the rules of business because we now need to be stakeholder focused. We need to look at all of our decisions through a different lens, so to speak. And that's where I believe that we have the ability, as especially for small business owners, we have the ability to make more change and do more good through business than all the multinationals combined.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of the conversations I've been having lately, it takes one person to light the spark, really. Mm-hmm. And when it's a small business, that impact can just take off.
And I call that the ripple effect.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, you know, we hear a lot of people talking about impact. We hear a lot of people wanting to make a difference. But what I find is people are saying that, but they're not necessarily doing it.
Absolutely.
But what I've also learned was when people started to hear what I did and what I want for the world and how I see that sort of panning out, what I've observed is that there is this ripple effect that people start to adopt and become aware of some of these initiatives and start to embrace them step by step by step. So I'm actually seeing that my peers are starting to follow suit even without having the intention of making that change. It just starts to make more sense. So I always say the more we share, the more we communicate, the better off the world is going to be. And we are going to, you know, it's just like that water drop on the surface of water. It's going to ripple. Well, I want it to be like Niagara Falls coming down, massive, you know, waterfall that creates a tsunami effect of change.
Yeah. And anybody that listens to this podcast or me for 5 minutes will hear me say the words collective change because that pretty much is the mission here for me. And when we have that collective change, that's how we become one, you know.
Yes.
When we're all in this together and everybody plays their part, that is true collective change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love that. I love that term. So thank you for sharing that because I totally agree. It's collaboration. It's working together, having a common vision. And that's really what we're going to be doing.
Excellent. So can you tell us about some of the impacts you've had with clients and the difference that you've made for them?
Sure. You know, I've worked with clients in all different arenas, but, you know, one person came to mind. I was working with a professional who had a team of about five or six people, can't remember exactly. Very strong, purpose-driven professional, wanted to give back to the community, had, donations and contributions split up the yin-yang. Mm. But I was brought in to help them to rebuild and reposition their business a little bit, because they were running into some struggles looking at leadership in, you know, in communication within the organization, because they felt the owner felt there was a disconnect. So it was interesting because as we looked at the business, as I spoke with the team, I realized that the team didn't understand what the purpose of the owner was or the business, other than delivering their product and service. They didn't understand what efforts were actually being taken, even on their behalf. But most importantly, what I learned was that the business was struggling because they had overcommitted on their generosity, basically. They were making so many contributions and had committed so much money, it was at the detriment of their business.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I helped them step back, reposition how they were incorporating their purpose, and created a thriving business that engaged the team, that opened up the communication channels, and made a bigger impact that was measurable. And what we found was before that wasn't even possible. So it was like just one where I was doing coaching and consulting. I worked with the entire team because it was such a small team. And we were able to make major pivots that not only grew the business, but also grew their impact.
That's incredible. Yeah. And
I call that a triple win.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. And I face that same challenge, you know, because I do give back in my business as well. And you've got to find that really fine balance on, oh, have I gone too far here? And actually, you know, not benefiting myself. So yeah, it can be tricky.
Yeah. And one of the best ways that I've found to do that is link your pay it forward initiatives to your business success.
Yeah.
So as you grow, you make more money, that money now makes a bigger impact. So if you say, like, you know, in my program, I do 2% of gross revenue goes to my designated charities.
Yeah.
And that means the more money I make and that I bring in, the more money I donate. And I don't do it on profit because profit isn't as transparent. Profit is, it can be fudged. So I do it on gross revenue. So if you pay me $1,000, $20 goes to charity. And you know that. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes.
Yeah.
And it could be more because in some programs I commit a certain amount and it's more than 2%. But at least you know a minimum of 2% goes, and it goes every year without fail.
Yeah. It's almost like just adding a little bit onto your tax, isn't it? Like you can just
exactly
just put that
and
away.
You know what? People like that. Mm. They like to know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and that it's transparent and that you can report on it.
Yeah. And again, I've had a lot of conversations around B Corp and those kind of organizations and businesses who are a part of that. And I think there is a real change happening in particularly in small business where, you know, people are actually incorporating purpose into their business, and consumers are actually wanting to be more a part of that than the businesses that don't.
Yes. And that's the conscious consumer. Mm. So, you know, we all have a finite amount of money, and the conscious consumer is really, really particular of where they're going to put their hard-earned cash. And they want to be doing business with a business that does more than just make money. Mm. They need the business has to align with their values. It has to align with the purpose of that the person has for themselves. And they have to know that the business is walking its talk.
Mm, absolutely.
And I think, you know, the more we can communicate that, the more we can share that, the more we're going to attract those loyal customers, because once they align with you at a values level, they're going to stick with you.
Yeah. And the thing that I've found is that you don't, once you reach that level, you don't need to advertise, because it's all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Once you've got those people on board, they want everyone to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and I know, like for me, I'm, you know, working towards becoming certified as a B Corp. And, you know, it's interesting because I know which companies are certified B Corps.
Yeah.
And I go after their products because they're a certified B Corp.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to question, because I already know they're held to a certain standard. I already know that they're doing good in the world, and that I don't have to question it. I don't have to, you know, I don't worry about it, because I know that it's all out there. So it's really cool to be able to do that.
And how are you finding the whole B Corp assessment process? It's pretty full on, isn't it?
It is fairly long, but you know, it's, if you take it step by step, you work it through, a lot of the things are things that are not that difficult to implement. It just takes a little bit of time. And that's where some of the things that I do is I help businesses to go navigate that process a little bit faster, a little bit easier, because I already know what to do, but we still have to do the whole assessment process. And it, you know, I always say to people, give yourself, you know, sort of 6 months to a year, if you're going to be doing it off the side of your desk, unless you have somebody that could be you know, focused on it. But, you know, give yourself time, do it right. But a lot of times when you're purpose driven and you really want to make an impact, a lot of things you might already have in your business, they might just need a bit of tweaking.
Yeah. And there's another business here in Queensland who is like really, really highly regarded in B Corp. And she was telling me that, you know, it's much easier for a new business to implement the whole B Corp initiatives rather than a fully developed business, because you're going to have to retrofit quite a few things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, it's really interesting to see, you know, how companies are doing that. And I know, like for me, I've helped so many companies with like policies and procedures and business systems and stuff. So for me, I look at it and I go, oh, we just need to tweak this.
Yeah.
And we can do it really quickly. It just needs and then there's a bit of training that comes with it, or a different, you know, eye on where we need to do it. But I say for some of the stuff, it's a matter of measuring what you do and being able to report on it. And that's the number one, I think, thing that seems almost overwhelming for a lot of businesses is they're used to just, you know, maybe collecting data or implementing something, but never measuring what they're doing. And so now you have to measure in order to stay certified.
That's great. Well, I'm probably going to have to hit you up, because I'm still halfway through my assessment. So now that you know how to do it.
They changed the assessment while I was like just getting close to the end, but I wasn't close enough to get the application in. So I had to restart it.
Oh, no.
They made so many changes. I had to restart. It's like, oh, I'm going through this again.
Oh, well, you will know
it now. My goal is to have it in the next couple of months so that I can start that final phase. So, fingers crossed.
I'm aiming by June this year, so we'll see how we go. It's been
okay. So we're on.
It's been sitting in my inbox for a while, so yeah.
Excellent.
So, what's been your biggest challenge in the work that you do, and how do you overcome it?
I think the number one challenge is getting people to understand what it is that an impact business can do for their business. So it's me being able to communicate that clearly in a way that is sort of outcome driven, really for what other people want.
Because
I see it, I get excited about it, but it's being able to put it into terms for other people who don't have a clue.
That's it.
And, you know, and I think because I'm leading the way, you know, as are you, it's hard when something's new. People are skeptical. They don't understand. They think they're making an impact when in fact they're not. And it's sort of that discrepancy. So, I always say it's that, and it's the other thing that I think is a real big deterrent in what I do is a lot of people who are purpose driven think profit is bad.
Mm.
And it's like oil and water. They don't mix, when in fact, I am of the mindset that purpose plus profit equals greater impact.
Mm.
And so, and that's where I link your business success, your business operations with your impact initiatives. When I can do that, it no longer makes it this tug of war that I see. And I've seen that in the nonprofit industry, you know, in the nonprofit world, I've seen it in the for-profit world.
Mm.
And it from startups all the way through to more mature businesses. So I've had some businesses go, but if I'm purpose driven, then, you know, I'm not going to make any money. I don't agree.
No.
I think there's, and I think all of the certified B Corps that are successful out there, which there are hundreds and
yeah.
hundreds, they're evidence that you can be very successful and you can be purpose driven.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know we're talking a lot about B Corp, but I mean, there's also other companies that have been on this podcast that are B Corp and make other global change and impact. So, you know, it's really that whole mindset that comes with being a B Corp or having a purpose in your business is that
right.
it touches everything you do.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Every single thing. It's at the core level, and your vision, mission, and values should be the driving force.
Mm.
And it should be integrated with your impact, you know, what impact you want to make, why do you want to make it? And then, you know, and when you can get it at that level and link everything you do to those statements, I think you're going to be, you're setting yourself up for success.
Mm.
And that just takes a bit of a mind shift. And, but, you know, I really believe that more and more people are coming around to that. But if becoming a B Corp isn't what you want to do, but you just want to do more good with your business,
yeah.
then I just say all you're doing is traveling along the impact business spectrum, which is my term for the process from going from shareholder focus to stakeholder focus business model. But it's a journey. So walk the journey as far as you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like,
that's it.
You know, there's room for all of us. I just want to get people away from traditional business and more into impact business. That's my mission. But, you know, I do believe we all start somewhere, and I just want to see people start.
Yeah. Yes. I was having that conversation with someone yesterday. I actually joked with them that they needed like a Nike t-shirt that said, just do it. This is it. We don't have to put ourselves within the conforms of the structure of B Corp, but it is really, really helpful to keep us on track. But,
yes.
you know, just, you know, make those small changes. They'll become big.
Yeah.
And just start.
And you know what? It's once you start making one change, it changes how you think and how you do things. And the next step is easier, and it just keeps getting easier and easier. There are things where I know that people will comment and they'll go, you have such a unique way of looking at something.
Mm.
And I go, I do, how? And then when they tell me what they're seeing and observing, it's for me, it's second nature. It's not unusual. This is just part of what I do. And I have had that bigger focus. And I think that's one of the things about an impact business is it shifts your focus to be more global,
mm.
not myopic.
Exactly.
And I think that's a positive for all of us.
Yeah. And I know I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday about our rainforest, right? And the thing is that, you know, we put, like I was saying to you before, we overcomplicate things. We lay so much structure on things and so many rules. And we make life so difficult for ourselves. Mm-hmm. When we look at the planet, there are no countries. There are no boundaries. There are no governments. It's one big planet. It's our home. So I think if we can shift our mindset to be a more inclusive, singular view instead of this, it's all about me and what I want. Your wants and needs are meaningless if you don't look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that comes from, you know, leadership.
Mm.
It comes from embracing diversity and inclusion and equity. I mean, all of those things, which for some of us just seems second nature, but for others, it's a foreign concept. When we can break down those barriers, break down those walls, we build something that is stronger. And I always say, you know, if you think of the triple bottom line, it's a triangle, and a triangle is the strongest structure we have, you know, as human beings. And so, you know, that's where my triple win comes from, because it's a strong structure, and it's a win for you, it's a win for me, and it's a win for whoever we're, you know, our clients or our, you know, or the world or our community, whatever. So everything I do, I look for that triple win in all aspects. And I really encourage more people to take that thought. Mm. How is this a triple win? And how do I minimize the negatives on one group over another? Because when I can do that, I actually create something stronger and better.
Mm. And another thing I was thinking about just when you were talking before was really, you know, a business with purpose is really all about the values. And then it also reflects our personal values as well. So I'm finding that, you know, my mindset has shifted to, you know, everything I do. I'm like, oh, is this really, you know, is this in line with my values? And mm-hmm. yeah, so I think if you can make that mindset shift, it's going to change your entire life.
Yeah. And, you know, your values are your own personal non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And if you're a business owner, your personal values are intricately built into your business. Mm. And, you know, it's something that sometimes, like, because they're your non-negotiables, mm. like they really are the things that need to lead you, and they need to be, you need to do so consistently and persistently. And other people who come and join you in your team need to embrace those same values.
Yeah.
Because that's how you make it work. Mm. And, but yet it's good to have different opinions, different ways of looking at it. So you might have the same value, just different perspectives. And that's really good. Mm. But you ultimately, you need to know how to walk your own walk and walk your own talk. Knowing your values, I think, is core. Yeah. And I know, like, when I work with clients, that's what I want them to do. I want them to be really clear on what's important and what's not. Because that will help them with their decision making. So there's certain things, like, I just know I will not do.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about it, because I just won't do it.
Mm.
But I'll listen to different perspectives. I'll listen to, but I may still have the same opinion and the same decision, but I want to stay open and willing to take in that information. But I know where my boundary is, and I'm not willing to cross it. And you know what? Sometimes that's created its own challenges. You know, it's not always easy.
Yeah, totally. So can you define for me what being ethical means to you?
Well, you know, talking about values, it was a perfect segue into that, because to me, your values are part of your ethics.
Yeah.
Knowing those non-negotiables, being true to them, being consistent and persistent. But the other thing is, I think that, you know, there's an honesty and an integrity that comes with being ethical.
Mm.
And, you know, when that's where, you know, and I see this so often, where, you know, transparency and communication, when things go right, as well as when things go wrong, and particularly when things go wrong, you know, it really does make a big difference. And so if you are ethical, you walk your talk, you know, you sort of are open and you accept the diversity in a way that allows you to kind of make a difference. And I think that's ultimately what ethical is that you're trying to make a difference, a positive difference, not just a myopic difference.
I love the answers I get to that question, because everybody's got a different viewpoint on it depending on what their lens is, you know. And you and I are so on the same page on that answer, so thank you. So what are your future plans?
That's great.
What are your future plans for paying it forward in your coaching and consulting?
Well, I have a program, and it's actually called More Than Green is the name I give to my impact program. And More Than Green is my way of sort of filtering everything that I do. So attached to every single penny that I make, 2% goes to charity. So there's, that's one. And, but I also volunteer, I also mentor, I also, you know, commit, my knowledge. I volunteer, you know, my expertise and other resources. So those are things, and I continue, and my goal is to continue to grow my business so I can continue to do that with a bigger impact. I also want to educate others. So I have an online program right now called Impact Business Blueprint, which walks people through the sort of the beginnings of the B Corp process. Educates them, because I think that's part of my ability to pay it forward, is to help people better understand a different business model, a different way of doing business that is allowing them to be profitable and thriving, but also using business for good. And I am working on my business, as obviously, to become certified as a B Corp so that I can know that I'm being held to a higher standard. So that to me is what I'm doing. And I just know that I have a long way to go, but it's a fun journey to be on.
Yeah. And mentioning paying it forward, one thing that I've found is that paying it forward pays back.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Like,
it does.
At the time, you know, you don't, I think so.
It is a cyclical kind of process. So, you know, I get referrals from people because they like the fact that I do a pay it forward. I get, you know, I've had business come to me because I support nonprofits. I've had people, you know, sort of look at, you know, would you come and talk, because you're talking about something different that I think more people need to hear. And so there's opportunities that have come, some not paid opportunities, but they're opportunities. And to me, that's a way of me paying it forward as well.
Yeah. And another beautiful thing that is a part of this podcast, and you and I'll talk about this offline, but one thing I do with my guests is I get them to pay it forward and actually recommend another guest. So we'll talk about that offline. But
super.
My visualization is every guest around the world is passing on the torch, and it's like we're holding hands around the world and passing it forward. So there's some connection of some sort between one guest and another on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
I think it's fabulous. Yeah. I think it's fabulous. And the fact that you're reaching people in all different continents, all different countries, with all different perspectives, I think is really a gem unto itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love the whole thought of that. And just listening, when I've listened to a couple of your podcasts before today, it was like, oh, I love that. Oh, I like that perspective. It sparked ideas for me of things that I might want to consider a little bit differently.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad it's making an impact. Now, how can people support you and get involved in what you do?
Well, you know, I would love to continue the conversation with anybody. So, you know, if there's something that I can do that could help others, I do have a Facebook group called the Social Entrepreneurs Collective, and so happy to continue the conversation there. So that's a great place. If people want to know more, reach out to me, and we can explore those opportunities. But you know, if you know, and speaking opportunities, podcasts and things are always great ways of being able to help me share my message. And you know, I just think that is like an opportunity that is like gold to me. And even if it doesn't generate a penny, I've shared my message, and I love to do that. So those are some great ways of me being able to pay it back and pay it forward. Great way for people to support me, and then for me to support them.
So have you got a website where people can reach you?
I do. My website is igniteleaders.com. So that's IGNITELEADERS.com.
Excellent.
So that would be great.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to share some links on Ethical Change Agency around your social entrepreneurs collective. I'm actually going to join that group. And also your website, igniteleaders.com. Now, Catherine, I have to ask you the big question. What's the change you'd like to see in the world, and how can we bring it to life?
You know, I want to see every business in the world being profitable. I want to see them create great places where people love to work, where they feel supported and nurtured and empowered. And I want to see those same businesses creating that positive ripple effect that makes the world a better place. It's, you know, better for the environment, it's better for the communities, it's better for the world as a whole. I just believe that we have that. And how can we do that? By, you know, shifting our thinking in business. We can do that by learning and by, you know, taking action, even if it's something really small. So, you know, if it's just, okay, I'm going to switch out light bulbs to LEDs because they use less electricity, great. If it's, I'm going to print double-sided, then great. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's a step forward. And yeah. I believe that, you know, the more we can connect for-profit entities with not-for-profit entities, the better and the stronger the world is going to be as well. Because, you know, as entrepreneurs, our expertise is probably in growing business and creating profit. A nonprofit is probably the expert in delivering on a purpose, but they need money. And so by putting the two together, I think we have a really strong structure, and that's what I want to see happen. And I think that, you know, sharing the message and working collectively and joint venturing and partnering is the way to go to make that happen.
Absolutely. I love that. I always say that collaboration is the mother of innovation.
Yes. So, and it's been shown to be that too.
Yeah. Again, collective change.
Collective change. Love that. I love it.
I think I'll have to get a tattoo of that or something. Catherine, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Ethical Evolution. You have been an absolute delight. And I look forward to seeing the change that you're going to make in the world with your clients and the community. Thank you so much for being a part of the mission.
Oh, Bindi, thank you so much for having me. This has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to continuing the conversation as we move forward.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're an ethical business owner, change maker, or holistic healer who's determined to make a change in the world and you need support to spread your message, visit ethicalchangeagency.com to collaborate.